everyone. I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie. And you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Well, hello, Miss Molly.
Hi there, Angela. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Well, how are you?
Pretty good. You having a good week?
I am. All right, I really awesome. Am. I'm liking that it's fall weather.
Yes,
it's
we're chillier. Enjoying yes. all of the pumpkin spice stuff.
Oh, I don't like it. I do not care for any of it.
Well, since we did that episode, I keep getting people sending me pictures of all kinds of random pumpkin yes. spice stuff.
Yes. And here's, all over the place. You know, and my thing is, I do not want to rain on anyone's parade. If you love pumpkin spice, by all means, please embrace it.
Right.
And get all things. It's just not for me.
It's everywhere.
And I feel like the world just got a little too far with mm-hmm. it. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I love me like a pumpkin spice candle. I can enjoy a pumpkin yes. beer. Don't get me okay. wrong. The pumpkin spice beer, because it's really just like nutmeg. It's just spice.
Sure.
So it's a thing, you know. But yeah, so I digress. But
yeah, I guess I have been enjoying some fall, like a certain, like the Oktoberfest beer. Oh, and stuff
yeah.
like
yeah.
that. That's
I mean,
always
they
nice
have that
comes
little
out.
Spice or whatever into it. So
happy fall.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
So, all right. Well, so that was a thing. But now let's get into what is a thing. So, all what right. do you got for
so
us?
So,
this
is something that I did not know that much about.
Okay.
But it's some people probably do, or at least have heard of it.
Yeah.
But it's platelet rich plasma injections. PRPs.
Platelet-rich plasma
injections.
Okay.
So it's not Botox.
Not
it's
Botox.
Not,
okay. That's where my
like
mind is going.
Artificial
or something.
Yeah, like chemical filler. It's not any of
shark
that.
Shark pits up your
yeah,
nose.
Right?
Okay.
So, but it does, it is for wrinkles, scars, sun damage, and like dark circles
okay.
under your eyes.
So it's still a cosmetic thingy.
It is, okay. but as I dove into it more, we'll learn more.
Find
it's
out.
More than that.
Teach
but,
me, Molly.
Okay, so basically... plasma from your blood is extracted from a centrifuge, so it's your own blood. So
sure.
they take blood
okay.
out of your body.
So I'm not getting someone else's.
Right.
I don't have to go donate now.
Right.
To, for your color.
Which is another, like a bonus to this is because then your body is less likely to reject it because
it's
you're
yours.
Just taking blood out of your body and then like basically putting it back
know, I
in.
Feel like my body would reject whatever.
Right. Right.
But okay. you took it out,
so
you don't get
the,
to put it back in.
You take the plasma out of the blood with a centrifuge, and
okay.
then that has like all like molecules and like proteins.
Sure.
Okay.
Right okay. It adds it, you said?
It takes it out
oh,
of the blood.
Oh, takes
That's
it out.
That's what the plasma is.
It, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then it gets injected into like your face. For under your eyes, for wrinkles and like scarring. They had like a whole section on like really bad acne scars and things like that.
Oh,
like
okay,
that kind of stuff.
Because they're sunken in. Stuff that's kind
mm-hmm.
of like, okay.
Yep. And they said on there that it's PRP and an activating agent. And I was like, I Googled a whole bunch of stuff and couldn't find what the activating agent was, except for that it was like the plasma.
It's Red Bull.
Yeah, it's Red Bull.
That's all it is. It's pumpkin spice.
Well, I guess like it kind of maybe like the plasma is like the Red Bull of our body because
sponsorship.
Because
we
what
should
this
have been
does,
marketing majors.
Well, no, but what this does is it stimulates the stem cells, causing them to produce more collagen, which is what makes you look youthful.
Well, hell, there you go. Isn't it?
So
Red
and,
Bull,
right?
The plasma of your body. No, plasma is
the Red
Bull
of your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus. That's so funny that you say that.
Hilarious.
So basically, and like over time, like after you get the injections, like over time, it will actually start to regrow and like stimulate. So like they are saying like this is like a new big thing because it's not using chemicals. It's not using fillers. It's not like
it's just
Botox.
Using your own...
It's using your own cells to regenerate. And that's why it's like working so well. Is
well,
because
I mean,
it's like regenerating you from the inside.
Sure.
From what I read, it made sense to me as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you're taking my plasma, kicking it up a notch,
yeah, yeah,
and then injecting it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, making
so,
it better.
Yeah, and
2.0.
Like, yeah, and it... it like really just like stimulates, and it's... Oh, and the collagen... And so it's a mixture with... Oh, no, they have this other one that's PRP and microneedling.
I've
what
heard of
called?
Microneedling. I
okay.
don't really know a lot
about it.
So it's
like the
it,
PRP mixed with the collagen induction therapy is what it says. So
okay.
the collagen, and I looked it up because maybe people know this. I didn't really know what collagen was. I mean, I know the terms associated with like facelift or whatever. Like, I know that.
Is but like collagen?
No, collagen is actually the protein found in your skin and in your tissues. It's essentially vitamin C.
Oh, duh, because it's in like lotions and stuff. Yeah, no, Botox is poison. That's
Botox is that's a chemical that they're injecting.
Not judging to our Botox listeners. Just
Well, to be honest with you, like it's not like, I think that that's something, if I were to do some sort of, like, altering of my body, that might be something that I would consider, like, some sort of, like, face thing.
Sure.
You know, like, I'm not really.
Smooth it out a little bit, get the wrinkles down.
Yeah.
Make like, the eyes pop a little. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really handling this whole hashtag 40 thing.
Right.
So I think
to
like
be hashtag 41. So I feel you.
You know, so I think, you know, some sort of, but that's always scared me. I would never want to do like Botox or put chemicals or whatever. But this is interesting. Now, the thing that may deter me from ever doing anything like this is price.
Oh, of course.
We can, it starts anywhere
They're
from.
They're not just handing it out at the local Kroger.
No. No. You can't just go in and get that done.
There's
know.
Not a home kit.
No.
DIY.
PRP home kit.
PRP home kit.
PRP home kit party. So there is, it's anywhere from $500 to
$2,000.
Wow. So,
$500 to $2,000. What?
Well, there were
how
more,
long is this lasting for me? I mean,
well,
is this
okay, there were some that say because of the cell regeneration, they were saying that they could last up to a couple months after a treatment.
Okay.
And there the afterwards, like for a few days, you need to ice a lot. You're gonna have temporary bruising and swelling.
Right. Well, you're so still injecting something.
Yeah.
Into
so
your
that's
skin,
a little scary to me. Sure. You know that, but
you're not gonna just get it on a Friday and be party ready by Saturday.
Yeah. No. No. there was also another like they had the microneedling, and then there was also the you combined it with fractional lasers.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming is some sort of like laser treatment.
Sure.
You know, that
burning your skin.
Yeah.
We're going to inject it and then burn it off.
Yeah. So,
or
like,
maybe they burn a layer off and they inject it in and.
Yeah, that kind of like laser, facial laser thing going on. So you could also combine that with the PRP. And that would last up to several months, 18 to 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they, you know.
So really, you need to peel a new face off. I'm gonna take his face off. Sorry, I John Travolta, Nick Cage. That's all that's coming to my mind right now. I'm gonna take his face off. Fill it with some collagen, some PRP.
Oh my god!
Put it back on.
Gonna inject it and then just like slice the top layer off.
Yeah.
But it like I said, it's better as the time goes by. It's stimulating new cells.
Sure.
Like, with Botox and other fillers, they start to break down. Like, that's really scary.
Well,
like,
haven't you seen some of those, have you seen, like, some of those older women that have had, like, they were the kind of the cutting edge of the collagen and Botox back in, like, the 90s, and now their face is just, like, hella mess. Like,
yeah. That's so scary.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
That's so scary.
They look and that's like another they used to.
And that's another thing you got to think about too, like once you do it, regardless of how you're doing it, whether it's the Botox or the PRP, like does it then become an addiction or like do
you
constantly
you start to see a wrinkle and you're like that can't be there.
Yeah. So, you know, then that's even more money. But as of right now, there's no FDA regulations on this process because it's all natural. There's nothing that they can really regulate because there's no drugs with it.
Right.
It's just taking from one part of the body and putting it in the other.
Yeah,
so I guess, like, this totally made me think of, and when I guess I feel like I've heard of this before, but I thought it was a joke when people were saying, like, they're taking the fat from her ass and putting it in her lips.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's
exactly
what it is.
I mean, that's really what we finally figured out how to do that, basically. Except it's, you know, it's not fat. It's just your own kind of plasma there, so.
But I was like, oh, that was a joke, but maybe that's when it really started, you know?
Well,
that's what people are talking about.
This makes me feel better, though, because I know that there's a ton of, I watched some really quality television shows on Bravo.
Sure.
Like, you know, Vanderpump Rules.
I know you're a Bravo girl.
Yeah. And and I know some of our listeners out there are Bravo girls too. So, and maybe a few Bravo men. But, you know, like, I watched Love, Man, and Proposal, and they're in their, you know, the girls on that show were, like, in their 30s, and they get Botox. And they're like, well, it's kind of preventative. Like, I don't even want to see. I'm like, oh, my God, we don't even have wrinkles yet, and we're putting poison in our body. Right. And we're shooting it up every 6 months to, like, and, you know, because they, when they smile, they want it to look like this, and they're getting the filler in their lips, and I'm thinking, if you're watching some of the other women on Bravo and the Housewives shows, their lips are falling apart, and they're super cracked, and it's like...
Well, I always wonder with something like that, like, when you're in your 20s, you have, like, you feel like you have all the money in the world, and, like, you don't have responsibilities, and then that and the other, and then maybe you turn 45, and you don't have that same kind of money, or you don't have the same kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
You can't keep up with it, so then what? Like, well, your face just melts off, like.
I wonder about this, though, because I'm like, as much as I love Vanderpump Rules, these people aren't going to be on here forever. Right. You know, like, and you got to find something else to do, and none of you are that talented to, like, carry a career in something.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, so I wonder about that. So I feel a little bit better knowing that maybe some of the kids that are out there these days that are utilizing these, I guess, cosmetic procedures, that it's actually maybe a little bit healthier for you. It's not such, you know, poison that we truly are shooting into our body. But it's still injecting something. I would think it could still go awry. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what these one side puffier
things or whatever are. Like, yeah. Your Red Bull goes bad.
Right. Sour can of Red Bull. Yeah. Or like one side gets puffier than the other. I don't know. Like, but I mean, but all in all, like, you know, if, like I said, if I considered any type of like body altering something that to do to myself, this seems probably more like the most like, or the less risky.
Yeah.
You know, the less
risky. I don't know. I would still have somebody sit out. You can suck all the fat out you want. I would still get a tummy tuck or some lipo tomorrow. If somebody walked up to me on the street and was like, hey, fatty.
Oh, come on.
I know. But they're like, you want to get rid of that middle section? I'd be like, hell yes. No anesthesia needed. Let's just give me a bottle of whiskey, cut it open, take it out.
In the back of their bus.
I know. I'd be unboxed in a heartbeat. They'd be like, what did you do here? I'd be like, well, I traded some lipo for...
It was in an alley.
Two tacos and a free hockey ticket.
All right, so back to my plasma, PRP. Yes, no. You're in an alley in a bus getting your stomach ripped open. I don't know. I'll go back to PRP.
I'm on the ADD train tonight, y'all. It's been a long week. It's hard to keep me focused.
It's all good.
I have so many thoughts in my head.
That is a thing as well.
I know.
You're not wrong. But as the more research I did, it's widely used right now with injuries and sports. It helps with tendons, ligaments, and muscles.
Oh, okay.
It also helps with hair loss, like stimulating the follicles with hair loss.
So you don't have to get a merkin?
No. You're not merkin in your head or man bun, like a fake man bun. Nope. You can get the PRP injection or whatever.
I would kind of be curious to see how that works with the hair loss, because I've seen some people with plugs and...
Yeah. Well, the pictures that I saw, they were like injecting the needles into their head. Like, oh, is it worth it? Just be bald.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's worth it.
Some people, though, I mean, if you've had hair all your life and that's how you identify, I mean, that's... Yeah. You know, I mean, I think if you're bald, for the people that are bald, I think that you got to embrace that early.
Right. Well, and also, like, thinking about it, too, like, would I really consider, like, sticking needles in my face, like, just for vanity?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't... Well, we put on makeup, we pierce our ears, like...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you think about some of the other stuff we do from a vanity perspective, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking, because I was like, man, you know, we've come a long way since the 1800s. Like, they just had to look at each other's old balls and, like, be okay with it.
But right.
They died at 30, like... Dysentery, so
you've died like, of dysentery.
They didn't make it to that old ass stage, you know, where it was like wrinkled and whatnot.
Right.
You died. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do feel like it's something that's like super vain, but also
treat yourself. I mean, it's your own self that you're treating yourself with. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Treat yourself with yourself.
You've sold it to me.
Okay.
I'm on board. All right. Treat yourself with yourself.
Yes. Why not?
All right, Angela. Well, so that's a thing. PRP.
That's awesome. Okay.
What you got this week, girl?
Well, so I'm not going to lie. You know, every week that we've come to do the podcast, I've always been right on. I'm like, oh, I've got this thing, and I research it, and I struggled this week with trying to find something, you know, and I was something that I thought would be interesting enough, you know, to hold our listeners to, you know, really be able to dig into and, you know,
just your personality alone.
Thanks, doll. so that's my thing is my personality this week. Sit back, everybody. Yeah.
All right.
No, but then, you know, you start sitting there thinking and it's like I'm grasping at straws like, oh, is dabbing still a thing? Can I talk about it? You know? It's like, I got to find something. So I did it.
Well, that could mean two different things, but anyway. Yeah, exactly.
So, true. So I did a Google search and I tried to find like random trends and things like that. And I found kind of a really interesting one that came up and it was talking about it's active furniture. So not Beauty and the Beast, my dressers come to life, you know, active furniture. Yeah, exactly. Although I would be okay if that was my alarm, like,
right?
Like my couch, you know, if my closet like gently woke me up and was like, here's your outfit for the day. Yeah. Would you like a spotty tea?
Oh, nice.
So it's active furniture. And okay. So, of course, like, when I first started looking into it, it was super cool. And it talked about, like, furniture for the home.
Okay.
And it's not quite a website yet. It was more from an art perspective that it kind of started. And so there's these Spanish designers, Virginia Pohl. I'm going to butcher this. Ferran Lajara.
Okay.
And Christina Guardiola.
Okay.
And so they took it upon themselves to kind of revolutionize the way we see furniture. And to kind of tap into our primitive roots by making us say, it says, work for our necessities.
Okay.
Right? So it's kind of, you know, work for your necessities, but also keeping you active. So the first one that they had, it was a lamp that you actually have to hold up.
Oh.
And I was like, ew, like...
My arm's tired.
Yeah, like, I can only read for 20 minutes because I'll be like, I got to switch my arm around, you know. But the lamp, actually, like, if you weren't holding it up, it would fall over. And it only stays on when you're, like, with your touch as well. So
okay.
I thought that was kind of, because they said even the fact that
And is it plugged into the wall,
too? It is. Okay. It's plugged into the wall, but the fact that you're grasping it, because you have to hold on to the on button. So once you...
Oh. Well, I was thinking it was like that, like, experiment you did, like, when you were little, where you touched the light bulb and you touched the thing. The electricity in your body
goes through you. Yeah. Okay. So this is, you kind of have to hold on to the on button there, but...
Okay.
But they say even something like that, doing that for 20 minutes a day, you know, your body's working, your muscles are working, and it's increasing your heart rate a little bit.
I get the idea.
But I was like, next. They also are making, they have a desk that has drawers on the other side. So, like, you can't even sit on the opposite side of the desk. Like, with the way it's made, you have to sit on this side, and if you need a pin and it's in the drawer, you have to get up and walk to the other side of the desk. Open that drawer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, so you can't go up against a wall. It's got to be like kind of in the middle of a room.
Okay.
But it's forcing you
So it's furniture that, what's it called again?
It's active furniture.
Furniture.
This one is actually what they're calling it is break a sweat furniture.
Okay.
So that
So it's furniture that the way that it's designed is making you physically active.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
I was like thinking like I was like moving somehow
No.
Okay.
Like no.
So not like moving like Beauty and the Beast.
It's supposed to actually help you be a little bit more active.
Okay.
And the last one that was pretty cool, it was a wall climber's closet. So, like, this is, again, so you got to have a lot of space.
Right.
You got to be, you know.
But I'm kind of already picturing it.
Yeah, okay. you can't have just, like, oh, I'm going to put these little things on my wall and not really anchor them correctly. Like, it has to be built into, like, a large bedroom kind of a thing. So, you have this huge walk-in closet that basically up in the top racks are where all of your clothes are. And you kind of do this wall climb to get up and then, like, reach over and undo your clothes from this area and then undo them from, you know, that hanger kind of a thing.
Okay.
And so it's active, which I don't know. As many times as I try it.
Depends on what time you have to be at work. If you got to be at work at 5 a.m., I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, I always look at it like, it's rare that I wear the first thing that I try on. Like,
true.
I put something on. So I'd be up there with, like, a whole basketball. Like, I ain't climbing this damn wall again. Like, that or like I guess, yeah, or maybe it forces me to.
Right.
Well, and then you got to think about putting your laundry away. Like, it's a whole new, like, I hate folding it and having to put it away as it right. is. Like, now it's got to be like, ah, oh, shit, I got to climb up this wall. And knowing me, I'd fall. Like, I would fall and break my trying to hang up a shirt. So, I thought those were kind of, I get it.
Like, I get it.
I thought those were kind of neat, but I thought they were still very impractical, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's still, you know, it's cool. It's a little bougie, but it's still...
The lamp thing I don't get. Like,
it's impractical. And that's where it kind of came from, an artwork. But, so the more I started looking at it, you know, because it was this trend of active furniture.
Okay.
And so that was break a sweat furniture. Well, then, of course, it turned into the professional type, you know, for your work environment.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So a lot of stuff that they were working at, you know, I think we've all seen for years that you can replace your chair with an exercise ball, right?
Right, that, yeah.
You sit on that, it helps your core, you can bounce on it, it gives you something different to do. And, of course, they have now the ergonomic desks that rise. You know, you can stand up.
I know lots of people that have those. Yeah,
the stand up so that you can stand at your desk because, as they say, sitting is the new smoking, right? Like, sitting all day long at work is just as bad for you as smoking cigarettes are, they say. Because you're just, you're not being active.
Hadn't heard that before, but...
It was on all of my websites that I looked at. So, sitting in the new smoking.
Got it. Okay.
But
shit.
So, yeah, right? So, now they've got, as we sit here and do our podcast.
Right, right.
Maybe we should be, maybe next time you should be running around the place as I do my podcast. Like, what'd you say? Huh? Hang on. So, anyway, so they actually have some, and we had one of these at work a while back. They have the treadmill desks. So
I don't know. I've only seen something like that, like, in a movie. Like, I've never actually seen one in an office.
They're in offices. So they have a few different desks that you can use. So there's a treadmill desk. There's a recumbent bike desk.
Okay.
And then there's a standing bike desk. And then there's also, like, a little stair climber that can go over there. So the treadmill desk and, like, when we had it at work, like, the way that it worked, because I was like, I would be out of breath. Like,
I don't know what's happening. Like, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
You know, like, and like, you just hear me running, like, boom, 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 like...
Well, yeah, like, any phone call is going to be, like...
Hang on, let me turn the treadmill off, you know?
Terrible.
Well, and so they say that it's actually built so that you're not supposed to go more than, like, 2 miles per hour. So,
sure.
Which is actually, it's taking you about a half an hour to walk a mile, when really it should take you around 12 to 15 minutes to walk a mile.
Right.
So, any exercise is good exercise in their book. So, yeah, so they have the treadmill, and it really can't go over. Like, so it's not something that you can just be like, I'm on break. I'm just going to pound out a mile, you know? Like, sorry, Sharon. Like, sorry, my treadmill's so loud. Like, you know, like, as I'm running, singing trap music or whatever, like, bumping along. But
you accidentally fall and, like, out cubicles.
I would. I've fallen off of treadmills before at the gym. I've fallen off the elliptical before. Like, I think this would be a huge work comp thing. So, it's for me at least.
Right.
But, yeah. So they have the treadmill. They have the recumbent bike, which you sit in. So you can sit back a little bit more.
Okay.
Like, so you sit in your feet.
Okay.
Go out
yeah,
in front
I'm picturing
of you and
it.
Pedal.
Okay.
But then I was like, okay, well, where exactly are you putting? Like, and they show the girl, like, on, you know, her headset, and I'm like, but where's her, like, keyboard? I mean, how are you typing? Like, now you're typing on your lap. I'm like, yeah. But now you have to buy this whole weird desk that falls down and, like, comes in front of you, and you're trying to type. And I feel like I would slide out of the seat probably somehow. It would not be adjusted properly.
Or at
that point, I feel like you might as well get one of those gaming chairs, right? Like, set me up with my snacks and, like, all of my
this
stuff.
Is my kind of ergonomic
desk. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, like, just get you one of those game chairs, right? And you just can kind of sit back and, like, dip your
I think that's going the opposite direction of what active furniture is supposed to be.
They had a sit-up bike, too, though, where you could actually, you know, like a normal bicycle.
Yeah.
And it was at the level of your desk, so you could still type while you were pedaling. Which, I'm not sure I would be okay with that, just because I don't like riding bikes as it is, because it hurts my vagina.
Yeah, yeah. Pain in my vajayjay.
I don't want to have to wear, like, those special bicycle shorts to work.
You, like, wear tearaway pants and, like, rip them off, and then get on your bike.
Hang on,
right,
guys.
People. That's right.
My Fitbit says I haven't been super active yet today. Let me bust out my bike panties. Yeah, and then walk to, like, some kind of meeting with those on. Be like, oh, no. I just couldn't. So, but, I mean, I know people that have used them, so I think it's good. And then the stair stepper one I think is pretty cool. You know, you step on them after, like,
it's just like a little short one, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you just, as you sit at your desk, you move it up and down with your feet or whatever. But then they have all
looks like you're doing something else under your desk.
I know, right? Like, what are you doing under there? I think it was just, it'd be super weird. But they have all of these things, and they have all of these different, you know, especially for the work environment. It's never going to be, I think, like I said, we trialed one at work a while back. I don't think it got very far because people were like, this is weird, and I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, I think, like, the stand-up desk thing is,
I
like,
I can't walk
working.
And chew gum, let alone walk and work and type and, like, all that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, all that kind of motion I don't think is, like, good. Like, I get the stand up and I get, like, the exercise ball.
Yeah.
But, like, the actual, like, in motion while you're trying to, like, have a meeting or, right. like.
Well, I kept falling off my exercise ball, too. Like, I tried that before when we worked together, and I tried it at our old job. And I remember I'd sit on there and I'd be like, okay, I'm doing good for a while. And somebody would say my name, and I'm like, huh? Oh, like, you just go. Like, there's no, you know, when you've fallen off, you fall off a ball, you know? It's just sad at that point. That's so awesome. And then, yeah, so they have those different things, and I mean, it's kind of like that's the work environment of the future, right? Are these really big open spaces where you can go over and start, you know, and they have rock climbing walls at, like, Google now.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but it's kind of like I sit there and I'm like, oh god, well, you guys just do, like, party all day, but it actually has been proven to show that the more active you are, the more active your mind becomes, and it kind of frees you. If you're sitting there trying to climb this wall, or if you're focusing on running and keeping your breath, you know, at a certain pace.
Well, anybody
active,
that's
then your brain is actually more active.
Well, yeah, anybody
well.
That's worked in, like, an office environment, like, at some point it's like, oh, I gotta get up. Like, I gotta go walk around.
Yeah.
Like, because you just get so droned in and you need something
you
to snap you
think.
Out of it.
And so they've actually shown that, you know, those types of people that do that and get up and take a break are more productive. And they have a productivity table as well, which is, it kind of reminds me of, like, a daycare table.
Okay.
Like it's just... sensory
table?
Yes, it is. Basically, like, it's a big, long, like, it's a conference room table, and it has these, like, tubs in the middle of it, and it has different, like, toys and light switches and shit that you can, you know...
Lamps that you hold to turn
on. Yeah, lamps that you have to... Here, Joe, you got to hold the lamp today, you know? But there's, like, buckets of different, you know, there are different sensory things, like... for lack of a better word, fidget spinners, you know, that are on the table.
Okay.
And the studies have also proven now that with stuff like that, which is considered active furniture because you're interacting with it and it's keeping you active and your brain active, is that if you're at a conference, if you're on a conference call or you're sitting at a table, you actually retain more information when your mind is set on menial tasks.
Okay.
Because you're sitting there, like, so let's say that you're playing with a fidget spinner or something, and if you're doing that, you're thinking about it, but you're hearing more.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just sitting there and your hands and your body have nothing to do, then your mind starts to wander.
Yeah.
And you start looking, oh, I have to get this done, I have to pick the kids up, I have to get this for lunch, I have to, what are we doing for dinner? And you're not listening at all. So it actually shows that you retain more information. So I've tried to tell.
I can relate for sure.
Well, and they say, like, people that doodle, like, if you're doodling during a meeting, you're actually listening more than others that are staring at somebody looking like they're listening. So
right.
Yeah. So I mean, it's you know, I don't know. There's some interesting articles out there about it. There's some science behind some of it as well. I think it's smart, you know, to be able to provide your office with, you know, I look at, like, I can barely, I had to go steal a desk from like a random part of the office to, like, just put two pieces together. Which I travel a lot for work. So,
I,
you know, and I'm like, God, to get a treadmill under my desk would be pulling teeth. You know, so I don't know if it's anything that we'll see at any of our, you know, local companies here moving forward. I think it's a really West Coast thing is what I saw.
Sure,
and they're starting to put, like, gardens inside the building.
Silicon Valley
and,
probably has it all over the place.
Yeah, and they're starting to put but I mean, if you think about how the productivity that they've got out there, I think it's pretty cool. So I don't know, something to think about. Maybe if, you know, if anybody's out there as a small business owner, maybe get your employees a treadmill to...
recumbent bike desk.
Yeah, get a recumbent bike, you know, or just bring in some squeeze balls or something, you know.
Like, squeeze balls.
Start them low or something along those lines. So yeah, that was kind of my, like I said, it's not super, but it's a little bougie because I think to have active furniture, you know, something like that, you got to have some money to...
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Kind of thing, well, yeah, I can't imagine like the price for one of those, let alone like supplying an office with 50 people.
Oh,
or 30
yeah,
people
yeah,
or
something along those lines. Yeah. So, but I think it's a kind of a wave of the future thing.
That's
so,
really neat. I
yeah,
like that.
So that's so my, that's the thing. That's all my right. thing. But in order for that to be a thing, for us to continue bringing you things, you know, if any of you guys out there have anything that you would, that you've come across,
yeah.
That you'd like to hear about, please don't hesitate to reach out to Molly or myself and right. let us know.
Well, and that leads us down. Like, we also have a new Instagram page.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah. We're working on some social media here, guys. So,
yes.
We have an Instagram, which is, Angela, what's the?
The Instagram page is underscore, so that's a thing. SOTHATSATHING.
Yeah, just underscore, so that's a thing.
Don't drink and spell, you guys. but I
okay,
mean,
cool.
The whole reason that we've had to kind of create this Instagram social media is because we're blowing up. Mom.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. I think it's awesome. And whoever is, you know, spreading word of mouth out there,
you guys
like,
rock.
Thank
our
you.
Our listeners yes. are absolutely amazing, which we knew yeah. they would be because they're, I'm sure, near and dear. You know, it's
yeah,
all of you guys that are near and dear to us. But the fact that you continue to spread it through word of mouth, share it on social media for us, we're gaining momentum, man.
Yeah.
Like, we keep getting more and more listeners every week. People come up to me and tell me that they love it. And so
yeah.
we're so excited that you guys love it. We want to continue to bring stuff that you want to hear.
Yeah, so yeah, message us on Instagram, underscore, so that's a thing. If you have any ideas or topics that you want us to research for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'd love
bring
your
to
feedback.
The table. And definitely rate and review us
yes.
on iTunes or your podcast
yes.
app or whatever.
I feel like a broken record or like a parrot. Rate and review, rate and review. But that's how we continue to gain momentum.
Well, I mean,
we're getting some fans out there, people we don't know. Like, and
yeah.
I think that's kind of
well, and that's the thing is, like, I didn't realize, like, what a big deal that was. And I listen to a lot of podcasts,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, having our own, it's kind of like, oh, it gives us an idea of, like, who's listening. And,
right.
like, you know, if we really are doing a good job.
Yeah,
and, you know.
People, they like us. They we really, like us.
They really like us.
We love us. But we didn't know that you guys liked us that much until now. So you guys are rock stars.
Awesome.
And we love
thank
that
you.
So that's a thing has
right.
become a thing. Like
yeah, for sure.
That's
thanks,
out
guys.
There. Yeah.
Yes.
So awesome. Thank you guys for being awesome. And as always, thank you world for being bougie.
Bye.
Bye.